Welcome to our last chapter, How to Generate Leads with Your Blog. This chapter wasn't covered in the live presentation, but this is I'm doing this audio recording after the presentation as a follow-up. So let's jump in and find out how you can leverage your blog to generate leads. Let's jump into it. Leverage your blog to grow your business. So what's the best way to grow your blog? Promote your blogs and social media and email. Those are the two probably most obvious but best ways to distribute and expose your blogs to more people. So you've taken the time to do the blog, but if you don't share your blog, you're really only getting half the benefit of blogging. So to me, email is my first go-to place to go to. You know, you already have a distribution list for your company. You know, send out your blog to your customers and let them know. And for more information about maybe a service or some insight into technology that's changing, or it could be any topic that would really be of interest to your buyer. I've seen social media leveraged in a lot of different ways. Pinterest was an interesting one. I saw a company do a very beautiful design with a really snappy header to attract their buyer into their blog. Also, my go-to place for promoting blogs is definitely LinkedIn. It has a huge professional database to get information in front of executive decision makers, so it's a great place to have a blog. Facebook, Twitter, these are all different social media channels that are definitely good places you can post. So the second point I want to make is leverage your blog when you're prospecting to potential buyers. To me, blogs are just an awesome way to build trust quickly with a new prospect, because a blog can do a deep dive into a topic and provide statistics, resources, and documentation that would be very hard to for a salesperson to articulate quickly. And by allowing your audience to dive into what they're interested in and to see the thought leadership of your company, blogs are just a great prospecting tool to use. So if you're doing sales, don't be afraid to leverage your blog. Another way that a lot of companies don't think about when doing a blog and how they help grow their business is blogging can save you money. You know, when you're doing sales and you're on the front lines, you're often asked the same questions over and over and over again. And likewise with your support team as well, if you're in a business where you have a lot of support questions. The blog, unlike a fact sheet, can dive into certain topics much deeper and provide more wealth and resources to help the purchaser in their decision-making journey. So not only can your blog help you generate leads, but it can help you save money. The key to making it all work, in my opinion, is consistency of distribution. You definitely want to distribute your blogs, but in doing that, you want to be very consistent in how you distribute your blogs. If you have multiple people marketing blogs in your company and every person is doing a slightly different way, that isn't going to help get your blogs out to certain channels consistently so that people begin to recognize your brand and begin to expect content to follow up on, you know, a week later, 2 weeks later, a month later. But it's all about consistency. So the best way to achieve consistency, I think, in any type of business endeavor, whether it's operations, marketing, sales, is to flowchart your distribution channel. Document your processes. And by documenting your distribution channels and having a flowchart that people can follow, This will allow you to achieve great consistency with new people coming into your organization that may not be familiar with how you've marketed your company in the past. But also, it gives you a chance to evaluate every year which channels are really working for you and follow up with reports to measure the effectiveness of those channels. So don't be afraid to flowchart your distribution channels. Another great way to build traffic to your blog is to leverage guest blogs. So guest blogs are blogging on other people's blogs, and that's a great way to build a backlink. And if you've been trying to work on your SEO and building backlinks, that can be a real challenge. So the key to the first point in really understanding when you're guest blogging is that you want to blog on guest blogs that connect to your target buyer. That's most important. If your buyer does not hang out on that site or that blog where you're blogging, there's just no value in doing that at all. And another point that you should be aware of is that if you're going to post or do a guest blog, make sure that that site has stronger page rank than your own website. SEO is about building stronger, higher quality backlinks to your own site, and that in turn elevates your page rank. The last thing you want to do is put a post on a blog that has a very poor page rank. That could actually hurt your SEO. So take the time to find a tool that can measure the page rank of the site where you want to do a guest blog, just to be sure that you're not running into any problems there. The third point I'd like to make is if you're trying to build a backlink from a guest blog, you want to give a reason for your buyer to click on a link. The whole point is to get the traffic moving from the guest blog to your website where you can promote something more, your entire brand. So a great way to do that, there's a number of ways you can do that. Usually the best way I like to do, especially if I'm doing, say, a blog on LinkedIn or doing a post on LinkedIn, is to just give a teaser and then give a link to the full article if they want to read the full article. But you got to give enough value up front to make sure that they read the blog, on the guest blog, but have enough to pull them through and to keep them reading. Another great way is just to make an offer, something like a guide or something like an asset to download that will get them motivated to click through and go to your web page. So here's the last part of my chapter, and it's often a part of blogging that is often overlooked and neglected. It's the ability to measure, adapt, and grow site traffic and your blog. So of course, to really understand the value of what our blog is doing for us as a business, we want to know if it's generating leads. So, as I mentioned before, as a teaser in a guest blog, it's a good idea to offer a compelling asset where your buyer will need to fill out their name and their email address to get that content. So it could be a white paper, could be a guide, an e-guide. It could be maybe a comparison chart of something that they're really looking for in their purchasing decision. There's a number of great ways or great ways to generate leads from assets. So take the time to really invest in that and build something very compelling for your audience to download. The other key part to my second note here is to measure site traffic on your blog versus the leads that you generate. So now that you have your lead generation asset on your blog, how much traffic is coming in and what is the conversion rate to actually get them to download that document or to generate the lead? Of course, the lead is what the salespeople want to follow up and nurture the lead into a potential customer. So that's something that should be measured and tracked and reported on. And there should be experimentation as well. It's your opportunity to test different things, test different copy, maybe test a few different assets and really try to figure out what your ideal buyer is looking for. What do they want? And sometimes it takes a couple of rounds to figure that out. But when you have something hot, you'll know. You'll start filling up your blog with a lot of leads, or filling up your sales pipeline with good leads. So another point I want to make is that you have a great tool to measure the traffic for your blog, and it's free. It's part of your Google Analytics. It's the Google Search Console. Actually, in years past, that was part of the Google Analytics. I think they separated that out. But the Google Search Console is a great way to look at your traffic and get some very baseline statistics on what your blog is doing for you. Are people bouncing out? How long are they staying? And use that as a guideline for making improvements. Also, if you're doing testing, and a note which isn't listed on this is you should be doing A/B testing with copy as well. Testing different titles, different types of offers. It's really about really measuring, engaging, seeing what is and isn't working, making the changes, and then eventually finding that secret sauce that is really going to help you generate leads. That's what it's all about. So that concludes this chapter. So happy blogging, and hope with these checklists of tips that this will be a great way to help you focus your blogging efforts from start to finish. And if you have any questions about this blog article or the guide itself, feel free to email info@redwagonvideo.com.